gets it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40. Couple of tight ends. Receiver right and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30. To the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown.
First down and 10. Johnson. Gets a shoulder square. Watch out. He's got getting away from the top speed. Touchdown.
Welcome in to Grinding the Edge, episode number 66 here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Koopa, and you can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa and everywhere else at Koopa Troopa 8. Please do feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions as you're going into startup season, or if you just have like questions about leagues or where your team is at, I'm always down to answer those kinds of things. And if what you want is a full in-depth roster review, you can go to dynastyteamreview.com and sign up for a team review, whether it's from myself or some of the other people that you'll find on this podcast feed or on the South Harmon YouTube channels. Especially if you're talking a larger buy-in league, the as little as $40 it can cost to get a team review done there is something that could help you immensely in terms of making sure that you're taking the most advantage of your team in the position that it's in right now. So just go to dynastyteamreview.com in order to check that out. This week, I'm going to be talking about a different auction draft that I did this past weekend. In this auction, it was different than my previous one. This one is a live auction, which means that we were going through and drafting all 360 or so players in one 4.5 hour period. Every single player was going up one at a time, and I needed to know right off the bat what I was going to be willing to bid on every single player. So, similar to what I did last time, I decided to go to the warp and calculate out some values beforehand. And I want to talk through that process here and then talk through how that actually played out in the auction and how I'm going to adjust it for next time. With the previous time that I did an auction, the struggle that I had was that I had split everything up by position, where every single position I set a budget for, and then I said, I'm going to get my top player be more or less the best player that I could get with that certain amount of budget, and then I'm just going to have it for every single player. And so it was going to allow me to spread out my value across every single position and have a good player at every position, a medium player, and then some lesser and lesser players as it all goes on. I didn't like that from the perspective of the coolest part about auction drafts is that you're able to take advantage of where the rest of your league mates are not seeing value, and you do. So if they aren't seeing value, say, at high-level wide receivers, then you're able to go in, you can just get all the high-level wide receivers and have lesser players at all the other positions. And so by doing that, you have the team that you want to build based on what your league mates are leaving at the table, and you're able to have a flexible strategy that allows you to take advantage of the fact that, hey, everyone looks at things differently. In a normal snake startup, you'd have to do a ton of trades in order to take advantage of different values, and sometimes it's just hard to get the players that you want because some people are just not wanting to trade away their picks, and they just want to stick and pick rather than actually making a move or making a decision. Like, they don't know what it is they want to do, they only want to make a trade that benefits them, things like that. In an auction, because it's players, and everybody has a completely equal shot at every single one of them, you're able to sit back and just take a look at, okay, what is the player that I want, and do I want them more than my team, than my league mates or not? It doesn't matter what anybody thinks in terms of, oh, do I really want to make this move or not? Like, it's just who's willing to put up the most amount of money. And with my previous strategy, I strayed away from that by forcing myself into those positional dollar values and sticking to it. I was not able to be flexible when I thought that the situation might have warranted it. So this time around, I decided to go completely different, but still kind of similar. Still based on warp. But this time around, instead of splitting it up by position and saying, okay, this is the amount of warp this position has, this is the amount of warp this position has, to try and spread myself out, I just said, every single position, I want to calculate the percentage of the total warp on your team that this player should have, and then take that as a percentage of the overall budget. So what that looks like is you just do that by each position and each individual player. And I chose to use multi-year warp because I don't want to be biased towards the most recent year, because I see that the most recent year you tend to have fluctuations by positions. I want to see the average over everything and be able to play against that bias that everybody's going to have. So as an example, what this would look like, quarterback one was 5.572 warp. Now, this is a new method that I'm using for calculating warp a little bit. It's going to get adjusted down, but it was the method that I had at that time. And that 5.572, it encompasses a certain percentage of the total warp of player 1 all the way down to player 360. I then calculated that percentage of the warp, multiplied it by 12, and then normalized it based on the total amount of auction dollars that we had in this league. In this one, it happened to be 300, but I easily could have made that 1,000 or 100 or whatever it is in your auction. In this case, it came out that quarterback one was 19.6% valuable, and running back one was 18.7%. Wide receiver 1 is 18.2%, which means that in terms of like total dollar values that I'm willing to spend, that quarterback 1 was $59, that running back 1 is $56, that wide receiver $55, etc. Now, I'm saying this, that's not 100% how I calculated it. I adjusted that final value that I'm comparing against, that percentage, to try and boost these top level players just a little bit, because I found that I'm always missing out on the quarterbacks every single time I do one of these auctions. It's like I never have an opportunity to get quarterbacks that are above like quarterback 25, really, because I just don't ever have the money to spend on them in terms of how I've allocated my budgets. So I was like, okay, you know what? I want to try boosting this a little bit. And so the way I did that was I actually went through and figured out, okay, on average, in a specific league, we have 180 players that come out as being worth more than like $2. So if I just normalize it based on the top 180 players, that's going to give me a higher percentage, and so it's going to boost these auction values for each one of these players. And I'm just going to allocate my budget towards only these 180 players instead of the 360. So I went through and did that, and so I ended up with the values that I told you earlier, and I felt like, okay, this seems pretty reasonable. So with these values, I then applied them to a Dynasty rankings list. In my case, I copied the Dynasty rankings that you can get over the South Harmon Patreon. If you go to southharmonff.com, click on the Patreon link, or patreon.com/southharmon. And I just copied these values over. I made a copy of the spreadsheet that has all the South Harmon ranks. Copy these values next to all the players, and off I went. I had a spreadsheet that had every single value next to every single player. The only thing that I changed was, personally, Malik Nabers is my wide receiver one over Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. So I swapped the order of those three guys around to put Nabers, Chase, and then Jefferson. That's the only thing that I changed and this entire sheet in terms of my prep going into the auction. Now, when I got to the auction, what I ended up finding was that my early player values, they were really, really high. The first players that I won Justin Jefferson for $44, which my budget for Justin Jefferson, it was $46. So that made a lot of sense. Like, okay, $2 under budget. I was feeling good. Malik Nabers went up, and I ended up getting him for $46, and my budget was all the way up at $51. So I'm looking good there. And so as I'm going through this beginning part of the auction, I'm like, I'm getting these deals on these high-level players. I got Jahmyr Gibbs when my budget should have been $56. I got him for $42. Kenneth Walker, I got him for $20 when my budget was $25. I even managed to get one of these high-level quarterbacks. The whole reason I boosted these numbers are artificially, my budget was $47 and my actual bid was $45. But if you're kind of following through how much money's being spent here, you might realize something. And this is what I kind of realized at this point as well. It's that I have $300 of total budget. I just rattled off like $180 worth of players in an extremely short amount of time. This is like the first 20 picks into the auction that I've won all these guys. And I'm down to $120. I have a grand total of five players. And we are in a start 12 best ball league. I need a lot of depth. So I had to stop just bidding on players. And even then, I couldn't really contain myself. I still ended up getting Tyler Warren for $20. And I got Mark Andrews for $11. And so I still got some other players like in there. And then I completely said, okay, I need to stop. And I literally took a break for 108 draft picks. I sat there for about 2 hours worth of real life time without winning a single player, which in an auction, it feels horrible, but I already had so many good guys on my team that it was kind of necessary and it didn't feel as bad as it could have. But as I was doing this, I was like, something just seems wrong. Because even with me winning all those guys, when I was looking at my values, I noticed that my max bids for the quarterbacks, they were pretty close. Like if you look at the Baker Mayfield, my budget was $28. He went for $28. Cam Ward, mine was $27. He went for $30. Kyler Murray, mine was $31. He went for $33. Bo Nix, my budget was $35. He went for $36. Like, these all seem pretty reasonable. Like, okay, my budget, you know, it follows along. But if you go over to the running backs, it was like, my budget for James Conner was $18. He went for $9. My budget for Bucky Irving was $30. He went for $26. My budget for Kyren Williams was $28. He went for $19. James Cook was $26. He went for $16. At the wide receivers, my budget was $28, and he went for $26. My budget was $25, he went for Roma Dunze, and he went for $22. At tight end, my budget was $20 for Travis Kelce, he went for $9. My budget was $18 for Jonnu Smith, he went for $8. My budget was $33 for TJ Hockenson, and he went for $22. Every single one of these position players was going for screaming values. And I was like, how is everybody going for a value? And so then I went back and started going through my sheet. And then I realized that I neglected something. When I was going through and boosting these values because I wanted to make sure I had an opportunity at quarterback, the thing that I did not account for was the fact that I was artificially boosting every single position, which meant that I was going to artificially act like everybody had more money than they really did. I was expecting, oh, you know what? I'm going to save, you know, $3 on this player. I'll save $4 on this player. And, you know, you do that, you know, 15 times and you're going to end up saving like $45 across everything. And that'll be the budget that I need to fill out those last 15 spots on the roster. Well, the problem with that is my budget was thinking that there was a total of $381 per team. That's an increase of almost 30% over the budget that you're supposed to have. And so I realized during this hundred nomination long break that I was taking, like, that is where I went wrong with this. I tried to push for giving myself the opportunity to get these quarterbacks and ended up shooting myself in the foot by putting in bids that were too high on the guys that go off early. So, what's the thing that I learned from this? The thing that I learned was that using Warp in order to do my auctions from a dynasty perspective is going to force me into this really uncomfortable range. The ideal way, if you're trying to build a competitive roster year one in an auction, is you're going to have pretty bad quarterbacks. You probably are going to need to adjust in the auction to toss a little bit more money towards the quarterback position just to get some guys on your roster. Or you need to adjust the settings based on Warp for auction values that you have already predetermined that you know work on a normal kind of auction league. And so my current strategy of what I've been doing with Warp, I don't think I'm going to be able to do in the next auction. I need to come up with something else in order to have these values beforehand. I know my good friend Dynasty Barry, he goes through and he calculates a bunch of stuff in order to generate his values for himself. And maybe that's something that I need to do as well, is come up with a different method that it's just, hey, I just got to plug in what the Warp looks like, and it's adjusting the rankings as opposed to creating the rankings just based on Warp. Or I just fade all the noise and I accept the fact that, yeah, I'm going to have really crusty quarterbacks every single time. I'm going to find the value with the other positions and I will be okay with that. Auction is a fickle beast. And it's heavily influenced by the people that are in your auction room with you. And the thing that you can't do, which I attempted to do here, and I got bit in the butt for it, is you cannot try to play with the math to make yourself feel good. Right here, I tried to play with the math in order to make myself feel good at the quarterback position. And I got bit in the butt. This team, it's not great. I have a lot of work to do. And unfortunately, most of the work that I have to do is to figure out how to tier down absolute top tier players in a best ball league. With a bunch of people that know that tiering down a top tier player in a best ball league for like three crusties usually comes down on the side of the three crusties like every single time. And so when you're looking at something like that, where you know that that's the kind of people in your league, that's a tough spot to be in. And it's a worse spot to be in than if I was just sitting there with, okay, yeah, my quarterback room is Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, and that's what I'm running into the season with. Like, sure, I could have done that, but I was trying to avoid that intentionally and ended up screwing it up. So maybe I'll have one more auction this offseason. I don't know yet. I don't have one lined up yet, but I'll definitely keep an eye out for if there is a good one coming up. And maybe I'll have a different strategy to employ there. But for my next auction, I'm going to need to take a step back. I can't adjust the strategy that I've been doing because the strategy that I've been doing is kind of inherently flawed. And so I need to take a step back and figure out some other way of creating these values that's not just following warp. Maybe it's incorporating warp into some dynasty rankings and being able to adjust it that way. Adjust some of the positions based on how they look in a normal warp chart compared to the warp chart of the league that I'm looking at. We will see when that comes up what it looks like for me. That's everything that I have for this week. If you haven't gone and check out the warp tool, go and do that on the South Harmon website or go to warp.life. And as always, make sure to stay sharp and keep grinding that edge. I'll see you next week.